how crazy was kind of the, we'll move on to Kansas in a second.
Yeah.
But just how crazy was the post game, I guess, when you guys got back to campus? And Kutztag was talking about thousands on thousands of fans.
Yeah, no, he's not exaggerating. Like, that's pretty accurate. We made the turn right here on the buses, and you just see hordes of people running towards the bus. Like, it took us probably an extra 30 to 40 minutes to even get the buses from right here to in front of the locker room entrance right there, just because the people were so excited. They didn't want to get out of the way, and they were just so amped for us to get off the bus. But that was a pretty exciting moment, you know, for us to get back and have that many people here waiting for us. So we got the best fans in the country, that's for sure.
I was going to say, the fan base has been pretty good.
Oh, absolutely.
A couple times this year, but have you ever been a part of something quite like that?
No. I've got a number of videos on my phone. I'm sure a number of my teammates as well, where they're just like, this is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this. So it's pretty crazy.
Moving on to Kansas a little bit, they've obviously got a pretty dynamic offense.
Yeah.
Their quarterback's pretty decent. I don't know if you've heard of
it. Yeah.
What's kind of the challenge of a dual threat, defending a dual threat guy like Caleb Daniels?
You know, obviously you have to respect any look that he gives you, right? So whether it be keeping plays alive with his legs to throw the ball down the field or extending the play to then run, right? And you know, we're preparing for that. You know, we're scheming for that and understanding his skill set. Really dynamic offense. They've got a lot of weapons, a couple good receivers, great tight ends who block well, and obviously Devin Neal's got to be one of the most respected and best backs in our league as well. So, we definitely got a good challenge on our hands this week.
Seems like they've really found some, like, an extra gear in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And last weekend, going in and knocking off a team like Iowa State, or
right.
Did that kind of catch your attention a little bit more? Like, oh, okay, Kansas is back.
I think we respect all our opponents similarly, regardless of record. But, I mean, it's definitely eye-opening to see them come out and be such a respectable team as Iowa State in the fashion that they did as well. But, you know, you look at a number of their games this season, you know, they've lost so many close one-possession games, right, by not a lot of points. So they've been in every game. Their offense scores a lot of points. So it's going to be a good battle. Yeah.
You talked about close games for them. What
right.
has been the difference for you guys to win those close games?
I think, honestly, the difference maker for us has been great play on special teams. You know, you can think back to a number of games this year where there's been a special teams play or two in a game that's really kind of swung the momentum or been the difference maker in the end. And also, I think, winning the turnover battle, right? Obviously, in our last game, that was something that was huge for us, right? I think we were +3 in the turnover margin, the last one coming on the last, you know, kickoff return, so really +2. But at the end of the day, that won us the game, right? And so taking care of the ball and creating turnovers on defense, taking care of the ball on offense, and then great play on special teams is what I think is really helping us win those close games, along with our belief in everyone on our team that they can go make plays and win us a game.
That word belief, because how much does this team's belief grow with each passing week? As I mean, sometimes, you know, you get like a ball bouncing the right way, or there's a column finding it or whatever, but it feels like this team's just finding new ways to win. Does that kind of augment the belief, I guess, every week as results just kind of pile up?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, each win that we stack, you know, our level of confidence and belief definitely grows. But I don't know that our belief is so much tied to outcomes and results as much as it is just trusting our scheme and trusting what we know and believing in our brothers because we love them and we love the people that we play for and we love our fans. So, you know, that's really what motivates us. But I would say that with each win, it gets a little bit bigger.
Well, it doesn't really mean much if you're not in the right place.
Right.